We're going to start over in the northwest, at least northwest from where I'm sitting, in Kellyer. And this is the report from Lara Thomason's class.
This is August Trenna and Allison from Miss Thomason's fourth grade class at Kellyer Elementary. This week for nature observations, Kasmin and Crystal observed their cats are going outside more than last week. They wonder why, because it's still cold. Madeline has seen a lot of icicles hanging off the side of houses. Allison noted that the temperature warmed up to compare it to last week, but the wind makes it feel a lot colder. Braylon saw that her dog falls in the snow when it's running because the snow is so deep. She is saying her dog is about 2 feet tall.
Kayla saw a squirrel climbing a birch tree. She kept saying hi, and it would sit still and ignore her.
August observed that the bushes around her house make it look plain without the leaves.
Riley saw 3 birds eating dog food at her house. They were black, yellow, and white with beaks about 2 inches long.
Audrey's dog had 6 puppies in her doghouse. They are warm.
Angela's cat is trying to stay out of the cold by staying near the house door and going in her cat tube that is heated.
Oliver saw large black birds. He thinks they were crows flying. They were cawing as they flew.
Miss Thomason saw several bald eagle pairs flying this week, and she wonders if they are getting their nests ready.
Kenna observed that her dog sank in the snow up to her dog's neck, and it looked like the dog was swimming in it.
We are testing to see how much water is in snow and are curious to check out our results after the 3-day weekend.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, kids. Nice job and lots of good observations. I agree with Lara, the teacher there. The eagles are coming back, and this is typically the time of year. Late February is the time of year when they begin to kind of rehabilitate their nests, come back, check them out. They may not actually get around to laying eggs for another month, but at this point, they're going to come back and kick the snow out and maybe watch, and you might see one dragging in some grasses to help reline the nest for this year. All of that's going to be happening really soon.